On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. What's going on in LA? What's happening in the movie world?
Well, I'm currently at a movie junket at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, so I've just flipped out to do this slot. But I'm here for the new Clint Eastwood film, Richard Jewell.
Oh, cool.
It's about the security guard that got swept up in the Atlanta Olympics bombing situation. It's a true story. So I'll be talking to John Hamm shortly, which is quite interesting.
That's very cool.
And a few other people. But, but as far as films that are out this week in New Zealand, the major release is The Good Liar, which is a film I've mentioned before because it's the film that I interviewed Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren for.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their first on-screen pairing. They've been in a play before, and it's kind of a con man movie. Ian McKellen plays a con man, and Helen Mirren is his latest mark, but this is like a twisty thriller. Not a mind-blowing film, but a huge joy to watch these two actors spar on screen. They're always fun to watch. And also out this week is an animated adaptation of The Addams Family.
I've seen posters for this. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's like it's easy to forget how massive the live-action Addams Family movie was.
That was very fundamental to my growing up experiences, I feel.
I wasn't sure if that was going to come in your life window.
Oh, so no, 100%.
I'm not quite as old as I think.
Big Morticia Addams fan over here.
So does that mean you're interested in the new animated one?
Well, or? I think that's why I feel a bit on the fence about it, because I'm sort of like, that one was just so good, and also I have so much childhood riding on that I don't know if I want to go and see a cartoon version of it now.
Yeah, and it sort of feels like the Hotel Transylvania movies sort of occupy that space a little bit.
Right.
In terms of sort of gently freaky family cartoon. But it's done quite well, so it could be interesting. But I'm just kind of gearing up.
Has it got any notable cast members or anything in it?
Oscar Isaac is the Gomez Adams. And I think Charlize Theron is
Morticia. So that is quite a heavy hitter then.
Yeah, I actually saw Oscar Isaac yesterday. I went out to Pasadena for a Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker press event thing. They did not show us the film. Showing anyone the film yet. But I'm getting kind of excited for that.
Yeah. Have you been watching that The Mandalorian TV series?
Yep, and I love it.
Excellent. That's that's very good to hear.
Have you been watching it?
I haven't, no, but it is on my list of things to catch up on over the weekend. I want to be able to keep up with the Baby Yoda memes, you know?
Yeah, you know, everyone's life has two parts. Before they saw Baby Yoda for the first time, and after.
So exactly.
You're still in the first part, and nothing will ever be the same. I love it because even though it's quite spare, it reminds me of the Clone Wars animated show, which it shares a strong creative voice, Dave Filoni, who run the Star Wars animated shows, which are really, really, really good.
Mm.
Rebels is the other one. And I like the fact that even though they're kind of not a huge amount of plot, I think that harkens back to the 1930s serials that inspired Star Wars to begin with.
It's right.
Kind of episodic. It's kind of like taking a set piece and expanding it to a whole episode. I like that about it. I like the Sergio Leone-ness. I think the music is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, cool.
And Taika Waititi's there. So
hey, what could go wrong? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that, Fabian. I hope you enjoy your press junket. Say hi to John Hamm from me. He doesn't know me, but, I mean, I love John Hamm, so say hi.
I've interviewed him before. I know him quite well. I just say, what's up, Hambo, and I give him a high five.
Oh. We can only aspire to be on your level there, Fabian. Well, we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks' time. Thanks for that.
Awesome. See you then.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You have.